Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't like every part of this package, but I think it deserves an up or down vote, and that's why I talked about it being held hostage by my caucus. There was a vote today in the caucus saying that we're not going to bring this up. I think we've got to bring it up because there are a lot of people who are making decisions. There was a motion by one of the members of the caucus to say, let's put this off. Let's not do this package that the White House and the Senate Republicans came up with. Let's come up with our own package. We had that vote last week, and guess what? It failed. This is the best we're going to get. I don't like parts of it, but you know what? We're getting towards that January 1 date, and we've got to provide certainty to the U.S. economy.
That's Congressman Dan Boren, disappointed that his fellow Dems did not move ahead on a deal for tax cuts, et cetera, et cetera. That's the number one issue, depending on how you interpret the list set forth by Talkers Magazine, number one or number two, certainly this week. And you can agree with all the discussion by the Democrats and the Republicans, the Dems voting against considering the tax package that the president negotiated with Republicans. So now there are questions over the president's influence in his own party. So say his detractors. I say wait and see. Let's see what you say as we review this and other big hits this week from the research done by the folks who produce this program, listening to surveying number of radio stations that do talk, issue-oriented talk, so that we can put together this sort of compilation every week. And certainly you wouldn't get through the week without having heard a great deal of discussion about the tax cuts, the president's influence. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid releasing the first version of legislation to implement the New Deal said the Senate would vote on Monday to open up debate on that side. The Senate version, which was made public, was largely the same as the deal announced by the president, added extensions of some tax breaks intended to spur green energy investment, like the use of ethanol, which in my mind isn't a bad thing, frankly. So we put together a montage of comments coming from the Democrats on the House side following rejection of the tax package.
We were told yesterday by the Vice President this was a take-it-or-leave-it deal. We're saying leave it. We're open to a reasonable negotiation to try to make this package meet the goals that we all share, but in its current form, it does not work. It does not meet our objectives, and we hope that it can be changed and adopted later in the year. But in this form, it should not come to the floor of the House.
Just a very short time ago, here in the House, we passed a piece of legislation to provide permanent tax relief to middle-income Americans. We took that action in the House. Over in the Senate, the Republicans essentially said, we're not going to provide middle-class tax relief unless we get a tax break for the folks at the very, very top. And we understand that we want to work together to try and make sure that middle-class income, middle-class taxpayers do not face an increase in their taxes come January. We also understand that the president has to make some tough decisions going forward. But what this message today is very simple, that the in the form that it was negotiated, it is not acceptable to the House Democratic Caucus.
I think the Republicans are blowing smoke if they say that they were not going to extend unemployment benefits and they were going to go home for Christmas. Not having done that. I don't believe they could withstand the pummeling that I, and I believe others, would have administered to them. What unfettered greed on their part to do something which benefits a very, very, very few, and to say for those millions of Americans struggling to make ends meet because they don't have jobs because of the failures of Republican policies, you know, tough luck.
Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so that's the Democratic side. Let's go to the other side, where Fox host Greta Van Susteren, who is in the top 10 of all of the cable hosts, interestingly, speaking with Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham says the president is showing his lack of experience, and that's something we've all talked about. That's one of the problems they're having, is his inability to sort of see the big picture.
Taxes. You say the president's whining. What do you mean? And maybe I'm whining about waste. it's okay. This is a free country. It's okay for you to challenge a politician about how taxpayer money is spent. But this is the President of the United States. It's a job like no other job in the world. And it really was disappointing for me to hear the President to come out after the deal was struck on taxes and say, you know, these Republicans are hostage takers, then turn on his own base and say, y'all are giving me too hard a time. Look at all the great things I've done for you. What people want out of a president is someone who can get both parties in a room, find the best deal for the country as a whole, and with dignity, firmness, and grace, sell it. And you're not doing yourself any favors when you call your political opponents enemies and hostage takers, and you're not helping yourself in the eyes of the American people by whining about the problems your base give you.
But isn't it sort of, when he became president, and what I heard from the Republicans very early on, maybe late January, early February 2009, is that he made some announcement, I won.
Well, I think
and it sort of drew the line in the sand in terms of, it's not going to make friends when you say that. Did he say that?
Sure. He took two real large majorities in the House and the Senate. He turned his political agenda over to the most liberal people in the country, Pelosi and Reid, and they didn't want to work with the Republicans. They passed a stimulus bill with three Republicans. Not one Republican voted for the health care bill. He did not govern the way he campaigned. He got a lot of Americans excited about a new way of doing business. We're going to work together. There are no red states. There are no blue states. We're all Americans. And he's governed quite the opposite. The health care bill was sleazy. He bought votes to get the 60. He did it behind closed doors.
Well, that was Senator Reid, I think.
No, that's the president. You can't. After a while, you're the President of the United States, and you are the head of the Democratic Party. You can't just say that Harry Reid made me do it. Those bad Republicans are hostage takers. They made me do it. Don't you understand, left, that I've got these mean Republicans and I can only do so much? That's unseemly. What I want the president to do is to be a leader. And here's his problem. Before he came here, he's never had a history of sitting down and solving hard problems. He doesn't have a deep resume. When he was in the Senate, he never did anything big. He's never had hard-headed Republicans and Democrats to deal with before. And quite frankly, there's some political immaturity showing here. He has never done the big, hard things before he got to be president. He came into the job probably the least prepared of anybody in a long time, and it shows.
Yeah, I'm with him on that. What about you? 800-510-8255 as we go through some of the newspaper stories that motivate people to talk about these issues on the radio and on television. There is this overlap. The news of News Talk Radio comes from lots of different sources. I'm guessing you're looking at your newspaper at some point during the day. Many of you are. And you see things headline, House Dems Reject Obama's Tax Deal. That's one of the things that is... You look at these things and you wonder, what about the rhetoric? Why do they think this sort of thing is an important part of politics? Why can't you just get the job done? Listen to constituents and say to yourself, maybe I better do what they tell me to do. Otherwise, I'm going to be like the 60 or 70 that got booted the last time around. Or maybe it was more than that. I think it may have been more than that. 800-510-8255. Where's the common sense? 15 after the hour on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
So what are you feeling? What are you thinking about this? 800-510-8255. Jim is in New York with some hope. Go ahead, Jim.
First of all, I think that the tax deal is good. Number one, because if somebody's willing to go out and work hard, why should they have their taxes raised? So I think it kind of kills incentive for people to go out and work hard if you're going to just take more money from them. I'm glad the unemployment benefits have been extended because there's not much else to do out there. There's just no jobs. And I'm a little discouraged when I hear people say, oh, enough is enough, let them go to work. Well, I'm sure most of them want to go to work, but there's just nothing to do. And I think if we want to pay for it all, maybe we start cutting our foreign aid. We take care of the entire world. Maybe we need to cut that in half and use that money and take care of the people right here in our country.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. A lot of people have been saying that this week. Cut foreign aid, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, all of those things have not been addressed but ought to be addressed. Mark calls the countdown from Burlington, Iowa. You're on live now, Mark. Please go ahead.
I look at this tax cut bill as a backdoor way to attack Social Security. The payroll deduction tax basically short funds Social Security trust fund by $120 billion a year. They're talking about refilling the money back in sometime, but they're not saying how they're going to do it or when they're going to do it.
Are you a recipient of a weekly or a monthly or a biweekly check?
No, I'm not.
You own your own business?
No, I don't.
So how do you get paid?
I presently work.
Sorry?
I presently have a 40-hour a week job.
No, but how do you get paid? What, do you get paid cash? Sorry?
Yeah, I get paid cash. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So the point I was trying to make was I wanted to know whether you looked at so many people who get a check that has deductions don't even look at the stub to see how much is taken out for whether, as you're discussing here, it's Social Security or whether it's the income tax or whatever, how much it costs you for insurance, various other deductions. People don't even look at that. They look at their check and see how much money they have to spend, and that's it, which is ludicrous. If enough people looked at that stub and saw where the money was going, that would be the first step toward changing the tax system and going toward the flat tax is an income tax, whereas the sales tax, which can be a flat number, isn't a sales tax. I mean, sorry, it isn't an income tax. It's about sales, which is much more fair. But if you know what the point I'm trying to make is if you know what you're putting in, you'll be more outraged than you are now. I say that as a collective view in general. People just don't know what they're paying in taxes, and that's how these guys get away with this stuff. If you know what you're paying, and it's your responsibility to know that, then you probably have a different attitude, many people, to all the issues, whether it's your issue of Social Security, whether it's the money that's being spent, how much waste there is in government, and how much of it you're paying. When you realize that 14 or 15 cents on every dollar, you might as well flush it down the toilet. That's outrageous. And this is the kind of management you hire these people to do, and you listen to their BS and think, my God, these people are great orators, some of them, but when it comes right down to it, what are they doing? They have Harry Reid getting $3.5 million. $3.5 million was spent by the gaming interests in Nevada to keep him in office. $3.5 million. Thanks for your call.
One thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At number two this week on the countdown, the case against Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Are you for or against what they have been doing? Lots of discussion about that.
The old school says get 'em. The new school says rah-rah for WikiLeaks. And the supporters are striking back. How do you perceive all of this? And there are a number of interesting things about this as we review who, again, as I said, it depends on your age, your experience, and your attitude as to how you view what this guy at WikiLeaks has done. I'm for accountability. The government has had little of late, but more and more people are waking up to what really is going on, and this is a positive sign, waking up and understanding what makes the sausage. Back to coverage of this from, we have one more item from Talk Television, then we'll get a couple of sides, if you will, here of a couple of dosages of talk radio. Here from CNN, Elliot Spitzer and his partner Kathleen Parker make an appearance again on the countdown. Here with Naomi Wolf, the author, and attorney Jeffrey Toobin, they debate this criminal or not criminal activity.
I can't believe we're having this conversation in a way, because Assange isn't the guy who got the classified information. Some unknown person did that. He's not Daniel Ellsberg. He's the New York Times. And I'm shocked that we're sitting around saying, there's a criminal discussion about a criminal investigation of someone who is a publisher. No different from us sitting here. No different from me putting things on my own Facebook page or website. No different from the New York Times. And what has it come to in the United States that there's been this mission creep that the people who are actually publishing what was classified information are the ones being scrutinized, but that's something that's decided by the courts. And they decided in the Ellsberg case that the New York Times was right to publish, that the benefit to all of us as citizens outweighed the national security alert that the government then declared. And they always declare a national security alert when they don't want the citizens to know.
Can I ask a question? Because I want to parse this just a little bit more finely. Don't we have to, when you began to do this, distinguish between the person who took or stole the information and somebody who merely publishes it?
Absolutely.
And so let's look at those in two entirely different circumstances, Jeff, as well as a matter of law.
It's not our opinion. It's not what we're sitting around thinking this is right or this is wrong, or I don't want my daughter's secrets from Facebook published by New York Times. It's a matter of law. There is such thing as classified information. It is illegal to release it if it's classified, if you're the one who took it. So the person that their right to investigate is whoever took it. I mean, that's what happened. And if, by the way, if they're investigating him, where is Cheney and where is Scooter Libby, who also released classified information Valerie Plame?
Okay. Dick Cheney was the vice president of the United States who has authority to declassify anything he wants. But putting that aside, since when is Julian Assange in charge of deciding what should be public and what's in the public
interest. Well, that's what we have a process. Sure. And that's why there was a court case, and Daniel Ellsberg was facing 120 years, and that judge said this is in the interest of the American people to know that we are engaged in a secret war, and that's what this leak also shows. We're engaged in secretly bombing Yemen, secretly bombing Pakistan, and that is in the national interest for us to know.
You would agree there's a distinction between this person who took it and stole it off the government computer, and if it came in the mail as just a thumb drive, as you said, if Assange just put it on a website, that would be a very different set of issues.
That would be a different set of issues.
So we need to answer that factual question.
You have to also decide. There's also an issue of intent. If you intend to simply blow out 250,000 documents that are putting individuals at risk, United States government employees at risk, people who cooperate with the United States government at risk, that is not up to Julian Assange.
That is up to the United States government.
Peter Libby did that.
800-510-8255. What a provocative conversation. That's the best one I've heard so far about this. And coming down on the side of Naomi Wolf, going after the messenger rather than the information. The messenger takes the information and puts it around. Oh, don't we have, privacy? Come on. All we're doing by acknowledging that this stuff is what it is acknowledging that we know that the seat of power wants not to be moved. And then I was thinking about that song, Do You Want to Know a Secret by the Beatles? Do you want to know a secret? And you who are falling into this trap of thinking this guy is a bad guy, well, let's find out if we've got some callers who think that. Kathy calling from Wallace, North Carolina. You're on the air, Kathy, on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
If I counterfeited $1 million and I laid it at your doorstep and you knew it was counterfeited and then you distributed it into society, you would be just as guilty as the New York Times, right?
Nope, I don't agree with that at all. I would be guilty of something. New York Times is not guilty of anything. I may not like the New York Times much, and I don't, but I will tell you that in this circumstance, they're printing what is the news, and that is the news. Like it or not, that is the news. And as I said, this sort of underscores it. Those who are more mature tend to think that this is something that's bad, whereas those who want to get at, why should there be... Why is our relationship with Canada a top-secret document? Why would that be, Kathy?
Well, I look at it this way. I'm kind of like each country protecting itself with their own military. If we don't protect ourselves, then expect to be invaded.
What are we protecting? We're protecting secrets like... What information? What are we protecting that needs to be protected? But whatever doesn't answer the bill. You sound silly when you say that. Why should the government protect us from stuff that we ought to know?
I don't know whether that information is important or not, but I'm saying if the U.S. government thought it was, then they should have had protection.
Well, the government ought to have had better protection.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
On
so
that we can agree.
They're at fault.
Yeah,
at fault because they didn't protect
right.
themselves.
Then you and I are at fault because we let them get away with it. As taxpayers, as members, we own stock in the government of the United States of America, and we're doing a bad job as stockholders. There you go.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Key economic talks Friday at the White House.
Former President Bill Clinton is endorsing the tax deal that President Obama struck with Republicans this week. Following a meeting with the president, Clinton said the tax deal will help the slumping economy.
We can't go back into recession. We have to keep crawling out of this mess we're in. And this is a good first step.
I'm John Q. Lawrence.
A top Obama administration official says Iran facing new international sanctions, and it could happen very soon. One arms control expert says the allies are determined to step up the pressure on Tehran to come clean about what it's doing with regards to nuclear power. High-level talks between U.S. and Chinese military leaders highlighting the discussions, the Iranian nuclear situation. Leaders also spent time talking about the ongoing problems in North Korea. IRN USA Radio News.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV. Through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday. Men's and women's sweaters, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Having a law to deport young people who have graduated from high school, who are going to college, or are serving in our military in active duty makes no sense. And this is an area where, as Secretary Duncan said, our nation's immigration laws have not kept up with our nation's needs. The Department of Homeland Security, we need to focus on those aliens who are criminal aliens who are endangering our public safety. We need the ability to focus on them, not on young people, brought here usually by their parents, have no culpability or responsibility for being here.
Starting from scratch, the hour that you're listening to, focusing on the DREAM Act and all of the hoopla about that this week. You just heard from Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. She says opposition to the DREAM Act doesn't make any sense to her. Senate Democrats conceded that they don't have the votes to pass the DREAM Act. This is a bill, in case you haven't heard about it this week, that would have offered a path to citizenship for some 2 million illegal immigrants in our country. They came in as children, sort of, quote-unquote, against their wishes or without consent. Democrats voted to temporarily pull the measure from consideration. This is the so-called Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act. Don't you love these names? Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act would affect immigrants who entered the United States illegally as children under the age of 16, have lived in the country for the last 5 years. Other requirements include graduating from high school or getting a general education, getting a diploma, or demonstrating good moral character. I guess all of those things are kind of wrapped into one. What do you think? You'll be able to tell us in just a little while what you're thinking about as this thing, again, has developed over the course of the week. As a matter of fact, it looks to me like it's number three on the list of aiding the DREAM Act. This is Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who makes the case that passage of the DREAM Act gives illegal aliens preference over non-minority U.S. citizens.
If an illegal immigrant, if this act passes, if an illegal immigrant happens to be of a racial or ethnic minority, which the vast majority of illegal immigrants are, that individual, as soon as legal status is granted, will be entitled to all the education, employment, job training, government contract, and other minority preferences that are written into our federal and state laws. As a result, the DREAM Act would not only put illegal immigrants on par with American citizens, but would in many cases put them ahead of most American citizens and legal immigrants. So those voting for this so-called DREAM Act are voting to relegate the position of non-minority American citizens to behind those who are now in this country illegally. This doesn't just give young illegal immigrants in-state tuition. It provides them preference in admission. This is a betrayal of our law-abiding citizens and their families in order to help people who have come here illegally. I urge my colleagues to oppose this affirmative action amnesty. I urge my colleagues to oppose this horrible example of misplaced loyalties and concerns that will help illegals at the expense of our citizens and legal immigrants. It is not being cold-hearted to acknowledge that every dollar spent on illegal immigrants is $1 less that's spent on our own children, our own senior citizens, and for all those who are in this society who played by the rules, who paid their taxes, and expect their government to watch out for their needs before it bestows privileges and scarce resources on illegals who have not played by the rules. This legislation not only increases the burden on our hard-pressed government programs and services, but will give foreigners who are here illegally preference over non-minority citizens, U.S. citizens. It doesn't get much worse than that. We oppose policies like the DREAM Act, and we must oppose those policies because they will serve as a magnet to those who would flock here illegally.
Next up on the Countdown, Fox host Megyn Kelly speaking to Geraldo Rivera, who makes a plea in support of the DREAM Act.
My opinions are deeply and sincerely held on this, Megan, and this is not a comprehensive immigration reform bill. There are 12 to 15 or more million illegal immigrants in this country. This has only to do with the absolutely most sympathetic 800,000 at most. These are the illegal immigrants brought here as small children by their parents through no fault of their own, right, of their own, before the age of 16. So they have to come here before they're 16 years old. They have to have been here by for 5 years.
They have to have been here and been brought in before this act passes. It's
right.
Not like it's going to let
exactly.
It go forward.
There's no open end. This is for this. The eligibility ends on the day this act passes. They have to have graduated high school or had a GED and now have enlisted or intend to enlist in the United States military, which has traditionally been an honorable avenue towards citizenship. How many of us have seen the shots from the forward operating base of the illegal once illegal alien raising his hand and taking the oath of citizenship because of their honorable service in the United States military? I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of these youngsters from the inner cities or here or there, overseas in Iraq, Afghanistan, becoming citizens.
Let me ask you this, because whenever I've had folks who feel the opposite on the program, you know, I've asked them. It's kids. It's not people who made a conscious decision to come across. And they kind of skip past that and they talk about the broader implications, though, of giving what they call amnesty to these people who may now be adults but were kids when they got here, saying we've tried amnesty several times in this country's history, you know, from Reagan on down, and it hasn't worked. We've only seen more and more illegal immigrants sneak across the border, and it's time to just say we're sorry, but we're drawing a line and we're just not going to do it anymore.
The line that we are reinforcing on the border, I have no qualms with that. You can, if it makes you feel good, put the 82nd Airborne there, the 101st Airborne there. You could put the entire Texas National Guard there. You can build the wall on the border 100 feet high if you want to. You can do anything you want to. He feels in the best interest of the nation to strengthen the border and stop illegal immigrants. We're not talking about that. Everyone should be and is in favor of that, more or less, with some wrinkles. But what we're talking about here really are the human stories. Are we so harsh and so cold in our national humanity that we would take these children who have absolutely no fault?
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. That's me, and he's Bob DelGiorno, speaking here on his radio program with Senator David Vitter, the DREAM Act, nothing more than amnesty. That is the conclusion that this guy draws from the actions of this week.
All right, now, we've been hot and heavy on the DREAM Act, which got passed by the House yesterday.
As you know, I'm opposed to amnesty for illegals, and this is a significant amnesty plan for illegals.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at it, Democrats are, they say they got the 60 votes needed to get the bill passed. On the other hand, just the idea, most of our listeners will go along with the fact that, all right, if we've got these young illegal immigrants who were brought here before 16, they might go along with the fact they give an opportunity to join the military, but I would see a definite opposition to give them a college opportunity to go to college at the taxpayers.
It's putting them in direct competition with young U.S. citizens. I need two ways about it, and it's doing it at the worst possible time, in the middle of a recession when college scholarships and aid is very scarce and very sought after. Heck, Bob, in Louisiana, we sure know about budget cuts to state colleges. All of that is going on, and then we're going to dump millions of young illegals in direct competition with U.S. citizens for those sought-after college positions and college aid and in-state tuition, and that's really insulting in my opinion.
Here's Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who's been leading the fight to get the DREAM Act passed.
They came as children. The son should never be held responsible for the actions of the father. We should not hold these children. These are our class valedictorians. These are the brightest, the smartest. And you want to know something? I wish all of you could meet one. Because you know what you would meet? A fellow American in everything but a piece of paper. They love this country. This is the only country they know.
Yeah, what a load of manure. At any rate, that's one side of the story, and that's what we're here to do, is present various sides to the story, reconciling them, if you will. 800-510-8255. So let's get right to the calls here. Troy calling from Clovis, New Mexico. Let's hear from you on the DREAM Act. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug. I know it's a little bit unconventional, and it's almost off the topic, but not quite. Our problem with our states failing and everything is that we don't have enough money to support these people. California is a prime example. If we would change our income tax laws to a flat tax where everyone pays at the register, illegal aliens would be paying income tax at the register.
Right, you're right. This is something that is, I don't know, you could say it's on or off the focus. The focus here is what to do about a serious problem, and because the problem isn't going away, and it's been affected by the economy, and yes, these people do not pay. So are you saying that you'd be willing to make illegals legal if we change the tax system? Is that what you're saying? If we had what you and I both support as a tax on goods as they're sold, then that gets rid of the underground economy, gets rid of all of the IRS problems that so many people have. These people then, as everybody else, will have to pay. So you just want to wipe away? I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just wondering that as we listen to you, whether that's the clarification.
No, not quite absolutely. I think that the only other way someone could, and I think going to college is not an answer, is if they want to go serve this country, raise their hand, and swear to defend the Constitution of the United States, okay, we might have a way for you to do it, and that's join the military. If they want to join the military and go that route and defend this country, I could see someone becoming a citizen. Other than that, I don't think saying, okay, I'll go to college works. I mean,
especially
they go through ROTC.
Yeah. Especially if you and I are paying for them to go to college, which is probably the way it would work out. They can borrow these, they use the Pell Grants and the various student loan deals that are around, and under that circumstance, they go and they may or may not pay the money back. You know that deal. There's no chattel attached to that loan.
Writers.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Writers. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Here up next is Roger listening to our station in Hammond, Indiana, from the shyest of towns, Chicago. Go ahead. Let's hear you talk, Roger.
Couple of points that I want everybody to understand or you to understand. First of all, if people who are here illegally, they're breaking the law. Justifying it by saying that they've been here for a long time or there's a child that's been here for 20 years or whatever the case may be doesn't excuse the law. The other thing is I think a lot of people are missing is a lot of people that come to this country, I don't know the numbers, but they start businesses. Illegal, illegitimate businesses where they don't have to pay taxes, they don't have to pay their workers a minimum wage, they don't have to pay insurance. What burden does that put on the rest of the legal businesses that can't afford to stay in business because they're being undercut by illegal businesses in the first place? There's a lot of people out there that want their lawns cut for $20 as opposed to $28 for the guy that has to pay his workers insurance. The whole thing, the bottom line is if you come here illegally, you're breaking the law, and something needs to be done.
800-510-8255. New citizens and new citizenship, Mary, in Palm Desert, California, with a focus on the illegal alien problem. California's got the biggest one. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, this state's going bankrupt trying to support illegal aliens. And I agree with what these last few callers had to say, but the primary issue that I want to take front with is you cannot join the military in this country without a high school diploma, period.
I don't know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah. I heard that there were some who got they get the graduate equivalency exams.
GED qualifies.
Sorry?
GED, that qualifies.
Yeah, but do you get it while you're in? Can you get it while you're in the service if you sign up?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's the case, then what's your question?
Well, they're not going to be able to join the military anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So that takes care of that option. 800-510-8255 is the number to call here. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com, and you have the Twitter followers, and you have Facebook followers. Help yourself to comments. The Dream Act, the immigration problem, gets less and less because the jobs are fewer and fewer. I'll get some good news to the job front. The numbers are better for those who are looking for jobs. That's one thing, and I wonder if that affects illegals as those who are here legally get jobs. Is the ratio the same as those who get here who are here illegally? And is the question of whether we eliminate the minimum wage, does that affect
what happens here.
But easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on the countdown, the passing of Elizabeth Edwards, and lots of talk about her life. She was 61, this battle she had with breast cancer. A lot of people who are big into getting support for things like the Susan G. Komen Foundation were on board because of that. Others, because of her being married to John Edwards, because of his life, just because she apparently very smart and very much a part of several political circles. Anyway, she wrote a final message thanking her friends, family, and others for their support. The husband and wife legally separated at the time of her death. Listening to her and thinking about what she was all about seemed to me, anyway, to be a startling revelation of strength. Here she is, Elizabeth Edwards, going back to 2004, explaining why she put the campaign that her husband was running for the presidency ahead of her own illness.
Is this a hardship for us? Yes, it's yet another hurdle. But I've seen people who are in real desperate shape who don't, first of all, have the wonderful support that I have, and have no place to turn. And it's unbelievably important that we get this election right. It's important that the American people have the opportunity to have a president like him. And I can't deprive him of that just because I want to sit home feeling perfectly well, but wanting his company.
800-510-8255. What a shame. That turned out to be a sham, yeah? Here she is, Mrs. Edwards, speaking with Larry King about her husband's being a cheat.
I saw my mother believe, as she was, when I was a young girl, I found journals that she thought that my father had cheated on her when she had three very young children. And
you being one of them.
And I was the first of those. And I have no idea whether it actually happened or not, but I know that she thought it did. And that it was this strong, incredibly beautiful, accomplished woman being undone by that. I believe through this whole thing, John has loved me. I just think that he had a frailty that allowed him to do something which was completely contrary to the rest of his life. The human flaws that
participate in bad things happening in your life come in all different forms. Some of them hurt us more than others. This one hurt a lot.
The hardest part, I think, was feeling like somebody who had been the person I had leaned on when I needed somebody, when Wade had died, when the cancer came. I think it's probably been hard for him, too, to see himself in this new light as not the person on whom I feel I can lean.
Elizabeth Edwards talking about her husband and his cheating. What a wonderful woman. Listen to that. Forgiveness in her voice. Here are radio hosts Scott Sloan and Tracy Jones reflecting on Ms. Edwards, and they refer to, I think, John Edwards as the rat.
I think the reason why a lot of people saw the death of Liz Edwards at age 61 is because her husband is such a rat. You know what I mean?
Never liked John Edwards. Never liked him. I thought he was a pretty boy. I thought he was a phony. Oh, yeah. I thought he was an ambulance chaser. Never liked him at all.
But there's a guy, John Edwards, helping to totally negate that stereotype of trial attorneys, huh?
Bad
He's
guy.
Got the bad hair going on. He's just a weasel.
And he had the affair, right? He was going back and forth. Like, Elizabeth would come out, you know, get better as far as her cancer was concerned, then he'd get back with her. Then as soon as she got better, she would
leave
well,
the that
timeline, crazy
The timeline was that, first of all, their kid, their teenage son died. And then 2004 election, their giving their concession speech in Boston, and that day she found out she had breast cancer. So she went right from the concession speech to the hospital to have the lump taken out. So she's on the mend, right? She's on the rebound from, and then she winds up getting bone cancer. That's actually what killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And during this whole thing, John Edwards is screwing around with this Riel Hunter, and knocks her up. And I'm thinking, dude, that is just a rat move, right? I mean, your wife is sick with cancer, for God's sake, and you're screwing around on her? Come on.
He's a bad guy.
Really,
you know what?
Bad.
That family's had some hard hits.
Bad,
you know,
luck there.
The son dying. You know, Elizabeth Edwards went to her son's grave every single day for a year and read to him.
Is that right?
I mean, think about that. You lose a kid, that's just, it hits you. I cannot, but you know, most people, most couples that lose a child, mm-hmm. they end up getting a divorce.
Yeah, we had that tragedy, but the whole thing, while you're having sex with this other woman, you knock her up, and your wife is sick with cancer, right?
Yeah, but it tells you what a bad guy is, going back and forth, you know, she starts to recover a little bit, he's back with her.
No, then he denied it. No, I wasn't having sex, and then he admitted it when the paternity test was coming out.
I didn't have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. not laughable, but it is kind of laughable. Elizabeth Edwards, rest in peace. Took a lot of abuse from that guy. As a matter of fact, even in death, the abuse continues. Those idiots at the Westboro Baptist Church are going to picket the funeral service. There you go. There's some really upstanding Americans, right? Where is the lightning when it comes to Fred Phelps and his family and the members of that congregation?